ABC Radio Australia.
We head to Papua New Guinea, where an economist there says the recent announcement by the government of a huge increase in revenue from export commodities like cocoa, palm oil and coffee is very positive for the country. The PNG government says it's looking at $2 billion in earnings from cash crops as a result of high global prices for cocoa. Economics lecturer Malopa Lavelle from the University of Papua New Guinea says it's good news for the economy.
I think it reflects world prices for cocoa and palm oil that has really increased in the past few months and towards the end of last year. And it's a really good thing in that it provides a lot of opportunities for smallholder farmers, particularly in the coast for cocoa, in the islands for palm oil. And this will increase a lot of incomes for a lot of people. And it will also lead to a lot of export revenue and also a lot of consumption that will lift a lot of tax components for government.
These prices for cocoa, which have gone through the roof in recent weeks, has this been seen before in the country?
No, it hasn't, at least this rapid increase. There were several price increases, at least in the early 2010s, and that led to a lot of people moving from coffee and palm oil into cocoa, particularly in the coastal provinces of PNG. But we haven't seen a very rapid increase. And I think the rapid increase that we're seeing, it's risky in that there could also be a rapid decrease in prices. So from a perspective historically, we don't see this as very sustainable.
I guess the world prices will dictate the market in PNG, but is there anything that farmers could do or the country could do to sustain these prices?
Government's in a really good place to assist farmers, particularly the supply chain for cocoa can be improved. Obviously, the more broader interventions by government like infrastructure, access to wharves, access to global markets can be assisted by government, but also government can really invest in the cocoa fermentaries, particularly in little villages and communities where they used to have cocoa or they used to grow cocoa before, and then they were hit hard by the cocoa pod borer. That led to a decrease in cocoa production, and these cocoa fermentaries were abandoned. And so if government can assist in getting these cocoa fermentaries back up and running to process cocoa a bit better after it's harvested, and then to send the dried cocoa bean to where the buyers are, that'd really improve cocoa production and the quality of cocoa production. Also, if government in the future, when there's the threat of cocoa prices falling, that government can introduce a price floor so that it can protect cocoa supplies from low prices. So that would be similar to the coffee prices. Put a minimum for prices not to fall under, protect cocoa suppliers, particularly the smallholder farmers, so that they can continue to produce cocoa even when prices are not as high as they are right now.
What about coffee, which is grown mainly in the Highlands region and the cooler climates of the country? Is that another revenue earner which should be harnessed?
It is. Government has recently given a 1 million kina subsidy to the coffee growers, particularly, well, the coffee board that assists coffee growers. And there's an increase in small coffee holder production, not as high as coffee and not as high as previous years, but there's still a slow expansion of the coffee sector, plus a lot of final end coffee production. So coffee that has already been processed and packaged are already reaching international markets, and that's poised to increase as well. So even though coffee is not as performing as strongly as cocoa is, there's still a lot of focus from government, and people have abandoned coffee, which is positive. And the price assistance that I mentioned earlier of 7 kina on dried beans has been a real boon for coffee growers in the Highlands. in that they were protected from the volatility of coffee prices, and they've continued to grow coffee and sell.
Are there any other cash crops that farmers would also look at for high prices in the future?
Yes, we're seeing balsa. So that's a particular wood that is produced in South America, but then has been introduced in East New Britain, West New Britain, and I think parts of East Epic. So the balsa wood takes 3 years to grow. It doesn't leach the soil like palm oil does. So you can mix the kind of cropping that you do in the same land that you have. But the balsa, from memory, about over 300 kina per cubic meter. And so high prices, a lot of people have jumped on growing, or at least letting balsa, the tree, grow in their land. And the fertile land in East New Britain has meant that a lot of people have gotten into the balsa market, and they're exporting directly to Europe and to China. And they've got foreign investment as well in East New Britain for the milling of balsa wood. So it's a crop that a lot is not known about, and government is slow to assist, but it's a growing market, and it should be highlighted. And I think government should get into supporting particularly the people growing balsa wood in East New Britain, West New Britain.